Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How many of you here like turkey? Does anybody like turkey? Thank you, absolutely. What about stuffing? Thank you. Pumpkin pie, all those goodies. Yes. Isn't a Thanksgiving meal wonderful? I am Alan Warren, and today's message is the importance of Thanksgiving. And thank you for coming here this morning and taking time. This is a crowded weekend with family activities to gather to worship God. Today you will see how some of the passages from Deuteronomy that were designed to help the Israelites face some of the new dangers as they entered the promised land are just as relevant for us today. And also see how Jesus' message to the leper who returned to give thanks is also important for us today. Now this morning, my question is, I want you to try and think of something unique that you are thankful for. Try and think of something unique you are thankful for. Please turn around, introduce yourself to someone you might usually not talk to and share that with them, or just think about it on your own. So, something unique you're thankful for. Go. Stop. Thank you. It sounds like you have a few things to give thanks for. Does anyone want to shout out some of the unique things you're giving thanks for today? We don't want to tell you, okay. Anything else?
Our granddaughter's home from university for the first time. Olivia's home from Bradford University.
A grandchild, Olivia's home for university for the first time. Awesome.
That I can learn how to drive a new car.
Learn how to drive a new car. Awesome. Anything else?
Modern medicine.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Compression socks.
Thank you. Unique things to give thanks for. I think most of us have lots of them. Now, I'm going to say a phrase to you, and I want you to repeat it to me afterwards. Gratitude is the attitude that sets the altitude for living. Are we ready? Gratitude is the attitude that sets the altitude for living. Thank you very much. I think that is so true. And it was something a pianist gave to me at the Brantford General Hospital when I did a service there years ago. Karl Barth is a highly respected 19th century theologian. And he was fond of saying the most basic response to God is gratitude. It's not fear and trembling. It's not guilt and dread. But it's thanksgiving. Isn't that wonderful? That wonderful thought for today is reinforced through our passage from Deuteronomy that we in many ways reenacted today by placing a harvest offering at the front steps of the church. And like the people of old were instructed, at the end of this message, we will recite a creed as we have brought forward our offerings. And we do this so, as that passage said, the Levite, the foreigners, the orphans, and the widows in every community. Isn't that wonderful and amazing? In every community, we'll have enough to eat. Isn't that our goal? There'd be no more hunger in the world. Every community have enough to eat. Sharing the good gifts of God, what a wonderful thing to do. Now this message is reinforced again in Deuteronomy chapter 8, where Moses is warning the people when they come to experience the good blessings that God has prepared for them, they might be tempted to forget the actions of God that led to those blessings. They might get too wrapped up in their lives to forget to take time to give thanks. Make certain you do not forget the Lord your God. When you have all that you want to eat and have built good houses to live in, and when your cattle and your sheep and your silver and gold and all your other possessions have increased, be sure you do not become proud and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from Egypt. Chapter 8, verse 11 forward. Dependence on God and God's ability to provide is sometimes a hard lesson for people to learn, whether it's ancient times or modern. How many of you used to or still get up in the morning and go to work? Okay, thank you. I said used to. Did anybody here used to get up in the morning and go to work? Absolutely. Thank you very much. People know that we must work in order to provide the essentials for life. But in that labor, they can forget that in the last resort, it's God who makes the building blocks possible for those provisions. The sun and the rain, creation from which crops appear, our minds and the ability to think and dream and create, all good gifts that God gave us when we were created in the image of God. So following the entrance into the promised land years ago, the good land itself now was becoming a source of testing for the Israelites. When they had sufficient food and good homes to live in, when they were experiencing the blessings that God intended for the human family, the temptation was to think that those were acquired through human ability alone, and forgot to pause and give thanks to God for the blessings of our lives. The hardships in Egypt, where they were slaves, how God had rescued them, was followed by hardships in the desert. Think of that. You're an urban person. Anybody here an urban person? Thank you. Have you thought of going back to the days when you milked the cow? Okay, you know, planted the potatoes, you know, dug up your carrots, you know, all those kinds of things. These urban slaves who went to the market for their food now had to find food in the desert. They had to find water in the desert. All of these were a new skill set for them. And yet, the water from the rock, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. How many of you have noticed God's presence in the beauty of creation? God was with them in the wilderness. Have you ever noticed during some of the trials of your life that God can seem both absent or very, very close, assuring you of God's love and grace as you face the hard times ahead of you? Welcome to the mystery of God. When our life experience is one of security and tranquility, then the living memory of God can begin to fade, and it easily ceases to be a principle of our daily lives. Times of prayer, giving thanks. I did it all myself, or I have to run off and do this, I have to run off and do that. It's too hard to find time for daily devotions. One forgets the blessings of good parents, a stable family life that encouraged you to go to school and do well, possibly even helped you with your homework and grades all those years ago. Forgets the teachers you had. Did anyone here have a teacher or coach that made a significant impact on your life? I know for me, absolutely. Thank you. That helped you on your way. Did you ever have a coincidence where a job opening happened? Wow. Or the fact that some of us grew up in the abnormal, thriving economies that followed the Second World War. Creativity, innovation seemed to know no end. The world was just going up and up and up. When Essex Wire, where my dad used to work at in Windsor, moved to, I can't remember if it was Oakville or St. Catharines in the late 60s, he literally walked down the street the next day and got a job at Wyeth, where he worked for the next 25 years. Try that today. Literally, just walk down the street and get a job in your field, what you were doing the next day. The book of Deuteronomy is warning both the Israelites and ourselves of the danger of presumption, that we did it all ourselves. Forgetting a mindset of thanksgiving can lead to one of the worst disasters. Grumbling. Remember the grumbling in the desert with the Israelites? A hardened heart. C.S. Lewis, a prolific Christian writer in the 60s, observed in the Bible as he explored his newfound faith, he did not grow up in the church, the insistence that we praise and thank God. He observed a connection between gratitude and personal well-being, especially in the Psalms. He writes, "I noticed how the humblest and at the same time most balanced minds praise more, while the cranks, the misfits, and the malcontents praise the least." I don't want to be one of the cranks or the misfits or the malcontents. Praise almost seems to be an inner health made audible. And wow, that's what was shown in the story of the leper coming back to give thanks to Jesus after his healing. Please notice the text says, "Get up and go, your faith has made you well." And looking into that Hebrew word, it is much more than just getting rid of the skin disease, being made well. Faith expressed in the worship of God enabled him to find peace and well-being. Being made well could also mean whole, saved. It spoke of an integrated and balanced life. I think it's something we all desire. And that gift can be ours as we learn to give thanks to God. Being grateful, gratitude, looking at the world through the lens of gratitude, saying thanks are absolutely at the heart of God's hope for the human family. And new evidence shows that Jesus kind of knew what he was talking about, that there is a connection between gratitude and healthier lives. People who have a more positive, thankful outlook on life tend to experience less stress and have a more hopeful attitude. And a link between gratitude and a healthier immune system has also been shown to be true. So taking that time to walk out the door, look at the sunshine and say, thanks, God. You know, it's kind of like taking vitamin C every morning. Being grateful is a choice that we readily and ritually express on Thanksgiving Day. But what do we do on the other days of the year when the mood is less festive or the atmosphere is more ordinary? Developing a heart of gratitude is essential to a stronger faith. One might call it a spiritual discipline. Through the stories of Jesus, the rituals and creeds of the church, and other biblical accounts, we learn about a God whose main disposition towards us is that of love, freedom from oppression, led them out of slavery in Egypt, health and wholeness. And as people of faith, we are asked to put on a set of glasses to look for that love in our lives and in our world. And with those glasses, we look for opportunities to give thanks every day. Thanks for the gift of life, creation, sunshine, rain, for the people, the dear people God has given to enrich and grace our lives each day, and for the accompanying gift of hopeful confidence that God is at work in the world and in our lives to bring about the peace and the justice and the well-being that we all desire for ourselves and the world in which we live. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now today we, as I mentioned, are doing something a little different. We too, like people were instructed in Deuteronomy when they came and offered their Thanksgiving offering, to recite a creed. So I would ask you to now stand as you are able. It will either be on the screen or it's on page 918 in Voices United, our new creed. And after you stand, please remain standing for our next hymn. So let us stand as you are able. Let us say together. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. Okay, let's look on page 918. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life and in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please remain standing for hymn number 291, All Things Bright and Beautiful, 291.
bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. The purple-headed mountain, the river running by, the sunset and the morning that brightens up the sky. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, in love God made them all. The cold wind in the winter, the pleasant summer sun, the ripe fruits in the garden, God made them every one. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, in love God made them all. The rocky mountain splendor, the lone wolf's haunting call, the great lakes and the prairies, the forest in the fall. All things white and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, in love God made them all. God gave us eyes to see them, and lips that we might tell, how great is God our Maker, who has made all things well. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, in love God made them all.
Please be seated.